relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
On Fridays, we let you ask me anything. It's called Ask Dr. G Anything Day. We also celebrate the Second Amendment. But we're going to go one better, yes. Next week, a week from today, March 18th, we're going to have a special event after the show for 20 of our listeners, just 20 of our listeners. It's called AskAHost.com, where you get to interact with me on video. Ask me whatever you want. What's my favorite color? It's classified. But I'll share it for the 20 people who join us on Thursday, March 18th, and you'll get a signed copy of my book, The War for America's Soul, as well. Ask me whatever you want. Register today. First 20 people only. Go to AskAHost.com. This is America First. We're going to take some of your calls. But first, who is Seth Meyers, Shad? I'm not familiar with this person.
Former SNL writer and host for a period of time. Now a late night host in the likes of Jimmy Kimmel and the rest of that breed. Not funny for the last 20 years.
So a putative comedian.
Putative. I guess that is what it would say on his business card.
His putative comedian.
Yeah.
Okay. But not really funny. According to that cut you just played me, not funny at all.
Well, we can't just talk about it. We got to let the people in on this conversation.
Well, we've got to set it up. I mean, isn't that what a radio host job is? I mean, he ropes in the engineer now and again, but it's our job, isn't it?
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm doing?
Can we go back for a sec?
Yes.
Can we start from square one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is this Seth Meyers chap?
I guess a guy you might call a comedian?
No, so like a putative comedian.
A putative comedian, if you will.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And you just shared some audio with me, which we should play to the millions of people listening.
Well, it's incredibly shocking because it's obvious that this guy has no idea what a joke is, right?
I know.
Right?
This is meant to be humor.
Well, this is a monologue, right? And there's a lot of these guys are doing their politics thing now where they're and Seth Meyers is like the worst of them. He was the guy who got first started. I don't know if way back when Trump was like first starting to get onto the scene.
He's the first guy who attacked him?
Well, he's not the first guy who attacked him. A lot of people were attacking him. But the first guy who was like, my show is now, this is what I do.
Oh, okay. So right. He embraced the never Trump.
He embraced it. And so this is him just doing what he's been doing now for 5 years.
All right, well, let's stop talking about it. Let's share it with you. Don't get angry with me. This is Seth Meyers talking about the COVID relief bill that Biden is signing today. But really, he's talking about you. Yes, you are millions of listeners here on America First. Play cuts.
The Republican Party and conservative movement have turned entirely to nonsense, culture war BS because they have nothing else to talk about. They don't have a convincing criticism of the Democrats' massive COVID relief bill because it's overwhelmingly popular, even with their own voters. 75% of Americans and 59% of Republicans said in a new poll that they support the bill. So remember that. It's popular among voters from both parties. It's a historic achievement that will, among other things, fund vaccinations, send thousands of dollars directly to the vast majority of American families and cut child poverty in half. The GOP and Fox News can't criticize it, so they'd rather not tell their voters about it at all, which is why a new poll out today found that Republican voters were more likely to hear a lot about Dr. Seuss than any other story in the news, including the COVID bill. Great. So one of our major political coalitions is concerned mostly with the deadly disease rampaging the country and the ensuing economic crash. And the other political coalition cares mostly about a minor Dr. Seuss book called McElligot's Pool, which, along with the Cat's Quizzer, haven't sold in years anyway.
Why is that shocking Mr. G?
Because it's the middle of a comedy monologue. And it's almost like they just decided to play a PSA, a Democrat PSA over it.
Absolutely. But by the way, it's okay, because he just said, you just heard it, guys. Child poverty will be cut in half today. Did you hear that?
That's good news.
Isn't that great news? I mean, when was the Great Society? When was, how many, what, 50 years ago? 50 years ago? 50 years we've been trying to stop child poverty. But it's okay, because a bill that Sleepy Creepy has signed today is going to cut child poverty in half. And the problem is, you're interested in Dr. Seuss instead. And the conservatives have no constructive criticism. Well, Seth, my little boy, here's some criticism for you. The bill only deals with COVID in 9% of the funds it will issue. What he mentioned, vaccines. Less than 1% of the $1.9 trillion will go to buying vaccines. 1%. How's that for constructive criticism? And then the last one, perhaps the one that's most ire-generating. Guess who gets most of the money? The Democrat states that have mismanaged COVID. Yeah. If you're Florida and you're Ron DeSantis and you're doing absolutely superbly and should be rewarded for your leadership, no, you get the least money. It goes to bankrupt states like California, so you can do what? Maintain your cronies in power. I'd love to know how many people watch Seth Meyers' show. That was not only annoying, that was just not funny. But he's not the only one. Jimmy Kimmel thinks this is a joke. Play cut.
On the opposite end of the pandemic spectrum, Texas is opening their lungs up to all the COVID you can breathe. Texas today lifted their statewide mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott said he's lifting the mandate against the advice of his own health experts because businesses and families in Texas have the freedom to determine their own destiny. Unless, of course, you're a woman who doesn't want to be pregnant, then we will decide for you.
Was there somebody laughing in the back? I'm curious. There wasn't a laugh track. There was a human being laughing at the fact that Texans get to breathe in more COVID. Hilarious. Wasn't that the guy who used to drink beer while watching girls jump on trampolines? I do believe that is the same Jimmy Kimmel. Let's go to your calls. You've been waiting far too long, far too late. Let's stay on these issues, though. Let's go to David, Huntsville, Alabama, line 3. Welcome to America First, David.
Dr. G, hey. First time caller, big fan of yours and conservative movement.
And not only that, a man with a very cool accent.
Back at you. That, you also signed up for Balance of Nature last year because of you. I love music.
Do you take it every day, David? Are you a good boy?
I do, and it's awesome.
Good for you. We love that. We love hearing that. I take it every day in front of my team just to tell people, just to show this stuff is the best.
Yep.
What brings you to our show today? Congratulations for getting through.
Thank you, sir. James Carafano, we share a friend. I texted him one day after he was on your show and told him I hadn't been on your show yet, and he said, you should call him up. So I finally got through. Appreciate what you do for food for the poor, for a Christian organization.
Stop saying nice things about me. This isn't a line for you to say nice. Well, you could do that. What made you dial in today, my friend?
Well, this non-stimulus, the 9% COVID-focused monstrosity, the hypocritical Dems. You stole some of my thunder there, talking about the Dem states and the unions that it bails out. But our children and grandchildren will pay for the devastation. We will all pay more in having this bill pass than anybody will get. And we know government is very inefficient anyway, and especially when legislation is passed the wrong way. So I'd love to hear you talk a little more about that and a whole lot of other people talk about, you know, the devastation of what is just passed.
You'll have more than an hour tonight, guys. We're going to continue here. You just have to think of the COVID bill as one thing. It's a slush fund for the Democrats. Tonight, 7:45 Eastern to 9:30, I'll be hosting a special show on the Biden speech, the COVID package, HR1, you name it. Tune in at Newsmax this evening. Thank you for your kind call, David. Stay on the line. Let's give David a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to Donald, Long Island. We got 90 seconds. Hit me, Donald.
Yes, I believe that what they're doing with the immigration, illegals coming in during a pandemic, it constitutes treason that the Border Patrol can't, that should not let them in, that they should be turned away.
Well, they should be. They should be, but their hands have been tied. They're not allowed to.
Regardless of what the president has to say, I can't see how we could let this happen. It just doesn't make not one bit of sense.
Well, of course it does. I mean, of course it makes sense. If you can amnesty up to 29 million illegal aliens, you think they're going to vote for you, and then you've got a lock for the rest of history. Of course it makes sense if you're a diabolical Democrat.
The satanic elite, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta push back. We gotta make sure the state has involved. We gotta make sure there's no more voter fraud. We've gotta make sure that the next time this happens, somebody else is in control in the White House. It's up to us. It's up to you, Donald. It's up to David. All of our great, great listeners. Don't just sit there. Don't just listen to cool radio shows. Make a difference. Volunteer. Run for office. You don't have to run for political office. Become precinct captain. Half of the positions in the GOP are empty because nobody steps up to the plate. Back with the one and only Andrew Klavan. That's it. I was enjoying that. That was Dumbo. I think it's the crows, isn't it? The crows. I guess they're white supremacists in Dumbo now. Let's discuss the cancel culture phenomena out of control with our good friend. It says here he's an essayist. I'd love to be. Doesn't that sound fancy? He's an essayist. He's much more than that. Screenwriter, author, nominated for the Edgar Award 5 times, host of one of my top favorite podcasts, The Andrew Klavan Show. You can check it out every week at Andrew Klavan and andrewklavan.com. Author of the final installment of Another Kingdom, the thrilling conclusion, The Emperor's Sword. Andrew Klavan, Galactic Grandmaster, welcome back to America First.
Thank you. It's always great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I'm having a little bit of a pseudo-schizophrenic moment in the last few days because I don't know whether to laugh or really, really get depressed when it comes to Dr. Seuss. I love Pepe Le Pew, Speedy Gonzalez. Everybody wanted to be Speedy Gonzalez and now Dumbo. You are a man of the culture. You have shaped culture through your books, through your movies, now through Another Kingdom and your podcast. How do you react? Do we take it seriously or just say, these guys are crazy?
Well, they are crazy, but it's very serious. It is very serious. This is really dangerous. It's an assault on free speech. And the most dangerous thing about it are the people on the right making excuses for it right now. I mean, if the right wingers are so dumb about the culture that they do not understand that this is not a legal matter. This is a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of free expression and respect for the things that have happened in the past. The arts and Disney movies are part of American arts, and so is Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss was a kind of genius. It's a weird genius, but America produces weird genius. And these are works of genius in American culture that preserve the experience, the human experience. That's what art does. It's just like a mathematics book preserves mathematical knowledge. Art preserves knowledge about the human experience in its time. And we accept people in their time with their flaws, just as we accept each other with our flaws, and to start saying that this work of art has to be canceled and has to be put out of business because it has some image that we no longer accept is absurd, and it is dangerous. And when I hear right when you're saying, well, it's a private entity, so they have a right to do it, especially when they start talking about Amazon and Google, which are not they are private entities, but they're so huge. They have the power to gut our free speech rights completely. And it doesn't matter whether private entities gut our free speech rights or the government does it. It doesn't matter who does it. Those free speech rights are given by God. They are meant to be preserved, and they have to be preserved. So this is a dangerous movement to basically tell us that our culture is evil, that the past somehow has to be erased. You know, in 1984, a book that I expect to be canceled soon, the job of the main character, Winston Smith, is to change the past, is to rewrite the past. That's his job. And that's what these clowns are doing. And I think we should be ferocious about it. We shouldn't be arguing about Dr. Seuss this or Walt Disney that. It's all wrong. It's all wicked. It's all dangerous. It is all an assault on the human spirit and on free expression. And it really is ugly. It's an ugly, ugly thing to do. When one of these guys can produce anything of the worth of Dr. Seuss or Walt Disney and of the old days, then they can start talking about what should be canceled. Until that, they're just vandals. They're vandals. That's what they are.
Fabulous way of describing them. Let's look at two responses, two very, very different responses to the cancel culture. And I think it's cancel culture is a kind of weak source description. This is the mob. It is nothing more than a fascistic mob. You have, from Disney, you have Gina Carano, the most popular character in a new Star Wars franchise who actually has her face on the screen and not an actual helmet, being cancelled, not for a clumsy... Forget the conservatives who said it was a clumsy analogy. It was right on the money. The totalitarianism begins by dehumanizing your neighbor, not by the stormtroopers suddenly appearing one day. She nailed it in that Instagram post. She didn't stand down. She's back on Twitter. God bless her. And then the other way of dealing with it, and then I'll let you have free reign. What was this band yesterday? Winston Marshall, right? So the Mumford & Sons, one of the musicians endorses a book by Andy Ngo, a lovely guy. I've got the book. And what happens? He gets trashed, and then he issues this just cuckold of an apology where he says, for now, please know that I realize how my endorsements have the potential to be viewed as approval of hateful, divisive behavior. Is the mob going to give him a break now? Is he suddenly going to be okay with the mob, Andrew Klavan?
The apologies are blood in the water to these guys. I mean, they just are, you know, they're sharks. They're going to tear you to pieces. Not only should we not apologize, we should be raising our fists at them and shaking our fists and saying, you know, buzz off, you know, pound sand. Because these guys, I mean, the Gina Carano thing, and, you know, I'm very proud that Daily Wire has now made a deal with Gina to make a film with us. Because she did literally nothing wrong. She was fired for acting while conservative. It was her support of Trump. It was her libertarian views that got her fired. Nothing she said. I mean, this is really interesting because a lot of times, because I'm so committed to defending free expression, I defend people that I don't agree with. You know, I don't think Alex Jones should have been canceled or cut off. I don't think anybody should be canceled or cut off. Let everybody speak. Let everybody have his say. But I don't agree with those guys all the time, whereas what Gina said, as you say, was perfectly true. Even if you disagreed with it, it was perfectly reasonable. And so she was fired merely for acting while conservative. And that is the undertrend that these guys on the right who are making excuses for it do not understand. They're next. And people on the left who don't conform are right after that. The people on the left who are supporting this, who are cheering for this, they're like the guys who, they're like the college professors who cheered for the Nazis when they rolled into Vienna, you know, and the next day they had disappeared. These guys, everybody is next. Everybody who does not conform is next. And, you know, you only have to look at our Capitol building. You only have to look at our government building surrounded by barbed wire and soldiers because of a make-believe threat from a make-believe danger from make-believe white supremacists to understand that the government is no longer a government of the people and they are suppressing speech in order to keep that from being known. They want us to stay home. They want us to wear masks. They want us to do whatever they tell us to do. They panic when Texas opens. These guys are not for freedom. They are not for freedom. And if people don't begin to understand that everything they do is in keeping with the socialist idea that they should be in charge of everything. They should decide how the money is spent. Your money is spent. They should decide what you can say, what you can think, what you can do. That's the entire agenda. And it's ridiculous to pick one incident and argue about it. Oh, this one deserved to be fired. That one didn't deserve to be fired. Just stop, because it's all wrong. You know?
In the last 30 seconds, quick question. Is it just the job of you, me, and every American to just push back? Or is there some institutional response required from some quarter?
Well, you know, I keep telling people, because I get this letter every single day. What do I do?
Right.
How do I stand up without losing my grades? How do I stand up without losing my job? My answer is this. This is the war of our generation. This is our fight that we are in. Other people died in their battles. We don't have to die, but we do have to sacrifice. It doesn't mean you should be stupid. Doesn't mean you should throw your job away. It means that you have to act in concert with others. You have to act through the law. You have to act with lawyers, and you have to fight back.
It's on Normandy beaches, and it's a heck of a lot easier. So stand up and stick up for the truth. We're talking to Andrew Klavan with the Daily Wire, the Andrew Klavan podcast, and the Another Kingdom series latest edition, The Emperor's Sword. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is America First. If you're listening on the radio, that is the theme tune to the new Saint, not the original. But people always ask, what did you start that segment with? And sorry, guys, on YouTube, they're a bunch of fascists. You don't get to hear the music. Tune into the radio show or the podcast. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with my good friend, the host of the incredible Andrew Klavan Show podcast, author of the Another Kingdom series, voiced by some guy, I don't know. He works for the Daily Wire as well. It's out now, the third installment, The Emperor's Sword. Follow him right now, at Andrew Klavan. Two light issues to round us off here. The transgender debate and the crisis on the border. We have this news here from New York. There is a bill in front of the New York Senate to have a sex education start in kindergarten. Then we have all the insanity of the transgender agenda, the Title IX being destroyed with an executive order. For me, let's start here. I think, tell me if you share this or whether I'm just rose-tinted spectacles here, this could be the issue for a lot of apolitical Americans who say, that's just wrong. My daughter should be able to change, you know, in a female change room without a guy walking in who says he's Francine for the day. Could this be the Sputnik moment for conservatism?
I hope it is, because it is a perfect example of what the left always does, push to its absolute limit. Listen, I have sympathy. It sounds to me like transgenderism is a painful condition, to be out of sync with your body, to feel that you're out of sync with your gender. It's a painful thing. I don't know anybody who hates them or wants to persecute them or anything like that. I've never even heard that come out of anybody's mouth. But what they are talking about is reality. And what's so dangerous about it is, in order to, what they are saying is that to feel that you are a man when you are in a man's body, and to feel that you're a man when you're in a woman's body, are the same thing. That can't be true. You can't change sex. Every cell in your body is gendered. Every single one of them is gendered, and you can't change that. And so what's so dangerous is you get your book taken off Amazon if you disagree with that. That happened to a book called, yes, When Harry Became Sally, a scholarly, compassionate book. It was taken off Amazon, and people say, well, Amazon, that's a private company. If you can't get on Amazon, those books won't be published. That thought will
it's
no longer exist.
It's 90% of book sales, right? 80-90% of book sales.
It's somewhere between 50 and 90%. It's hard to exactly gauge it, but it is a complete censorship of ideas. And, you know, the thing about it is what they're censoring is reality. They're censoring facts. They're trying to take control of the language so that the word man no longer means man. On International Women's Day, the ACLU sent out a tweet saying, a woman is anything you say. Don't let the government define what a woman is. I was thinking, like, really? You know, could I let God maybe define
what
this? A woman is?
How about this? Is this a woman? I don't know. If the ACLU thinks anything, exactly. This stapler, is this stapler a woman? I guess the ACLU thinks so. All right, this
but
could
when
be...
you're fighting
this could...
reality, you have to silence the truth.
I love this phrase, censoring reality. I'm going to use that with your permission. Second question, and for me, this has become more and more of a personal issue since my parents were refugees from a dictatorship. You've written an incredible autobiography, The Great Good Thing, and it is rooted in the concept of morality as objective, as a real thing that is outside of us. How is it? Is it possible that we have an administration, Andrew, that has taken decisions which are hurting women and children in our hemisphere, are leading to trafficking, abuse, rape, sexual assault, billions made for the cartels, and they just don't care?
It was so infuriating about this, Sebastian, is the same thing that was infuriating about the Me Too movement, which vanished the minute Joe Biden was accused. All their tears are lies. All their tears are lies. When there were kids in what they called cages during the Trump administration, the weeping, the suffering, the compassionate feeling. Oh, it was like, how could this possibly happen? Now there's no longer kids in cages. There's miniature people in facilities. You know, it's like they'll use any language.
Influx facilities.
And nobody's crying anymore. Nobody's beating his chest. All their tears are lies. They wept over Brett Kavanaugh and went absolutely radio silent over Joe Biden. They wept over Trump's kids in cages, absolutely silent over Joe Biden's many more kids in cages. And the difference is Trump was trying to stop it. Joe Biden caused it. And it just is infuriating that their media is so powerful and pervasive that they can magnify their emotions, their fake, phony emotions, and make it people feel like, oh, no, my God, something terrible is happening. And then they turn it off like a tap when it's their guy doing the exact same thing. It is absolutely, it's just enraging, you know, to see it happen. But again, as always, we have to say to the right, you've got to build your own media. You've got to build your own culture to fight back. We can't just sit there and let them steamroll over us because everything they say is a lie.
All their tears are lies. That's why he's a political poet laureate. He's Andrew Clavin, the final third installment of Another Kingdom, Emperor's Sword. Get it now, buy it now. Watch his podcast every single week. I can't wait for the Gina Carano movie from your colleagues at the Daily Wire. God bless you, Andrew. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're suffering from daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Find out if you could be the next Alicia today. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Call 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
But my days, and I'll go along with everything you say. But I ride home laughing, looking.
Do you like banjos? I'm partial to the mouth organ, to the harmonica. I have a very, very short bucket list. I'm a happy man. I'm a contented man, but one thing is learning to play the mouth organ. But if you're into the banjo, you may have been a fan of Mumford and Sons. I do believe that was one of their tracks, acquired very rapidly at a high rate of knots by our wonderful engineer, Professor Shadrach. One of their musicians, a man called Marshall, said something nice about a book published by a friend of the show, Andy Ngo, the man who has done more to uncover Antifa, the truth of the true fascists in America, the Antifa movement, than anybody else, bar none. And this musician said something nice about Andy Ngo's new book about Antifa, which I have a signed copy of. Thank you, Andy. Well, what happened? The mob went after Mr. Musician. Less than 24 hours later, he issued this statement on Twitter. Okay? This is an abject, this is an object lesson in how not to deal with the fascists of the cancel culture left. Over the past few days, I have come to better understand the pain caused by the book I endorsed. What is it? Did it fall on his head? Or what? Did he stub his toe when he dropped it? I have offended not only a lot of people I don't know, but also those closest to me, including my bandmates. And for that, I am truly sorry. As a result of my actions, I am taking time away from the band to examine my blind spots. That is, sorry, I'm going to stop there for a second. That is right out of Maoist self-criticism from the 1960s, when somebody in the Communist Party did a boo-boo, said something like, I like Coca-Cola, and they were threatened with going to the gulags, to the labor camps, unless they did some public self-criticism. I'm going to take some time away from the CCP to examine my capitalist blind spots. I mean, literally, that is like a time machine back to Communist China or the Soviet Union or East Germany. And Mr. Marshall finishes like this. For now, please know that I realize how my endorsements have the potential to be viewed as approvals of hateful, divisive behavior. I apologize, as this was not my intention. Oh, so he is a hateful author, and you endorsed him, but you didn't know that endorsing a hateful book would make you look bad? Or perhaps the book isn't hateful, and you're a coward. You are a coward, Winston Marshall. You're also an idiot. You're a cretin. You're an imbecile. Because I guarantee you one thing right now. Your surrender to the bloodthirsty mob will make no difference to them. You're toast. You won't suddenly be loved. So number one, you're wrong. There is nothing hateful about Andy Ngo's investigative journalism into Antifa. And number two, you're a coward for endorsing something that all reasonable people should endorse. And lastly, you're a moron. You're a clinical cretin. Why? Because you think this pathetic apology you posted on Twitter will somehow placate the beast, that suddenly cancel culture will be okay with you and your band. Only an idiot believes that. The opposite is what every single one of you listening to me now should draw as your conclusion. Never, ever submit, never, ever even countenance for a millisecond. Don't let it cross the transom of your mind that you will bow, You will kneel. You will scrape in front of the horde. They are barbarians. It's that simple. Andrew Klavan nailed it. They are barbarians. If you dare to disagree with them, if you dare to celebrate the values that our civilization, forget America for a second, our civilization was based upon, that was born out of, they just don't care. And you are undermining everything that tens of thousands, that hundreds of thousands, that millions of men, yeah, mostly men, I'm sorry, that's just a fact, fought for. 12 million men in uniform to destroy the fascism of World War II. And what you have done, Mr. Marshall, is a slap in the face, is an act of disrespect to everyone who fought for this great nation, who fought for our civilization, who was injured or laid down their life for the greatest nation on God's earth. Learn this lesson well today. You don't have to be a musician in a band. You don't have to be a famous actress on some Disney show. You just have to be an American who stands up for the truth. And whatever happens, never, ever surrender to the mob. That lasted a bit longer than I expected, but it was important. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've got a full call board. I apologize to all of you who've been waiting a long time. We will get to your calls imminently. But first, we are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you are suffering right now from daily pain, I am talking to you. If you have tried to gain relief and failed, you must try this product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Don't you want to be able to say that? Pain-free? There's only one way to find out. Go today to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3 weeks quick starter pack. It's just $19.99. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384 or ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
I didn't mention the title. Please, please order it now. Support the guy who wrote the book, The Brave Andy No. It's Unmasked Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. Andy No, NGO, Unmasked Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. Likewise, if you want to help those who are making this incredibly dangerous decision to come to our borders, sending their children unaccompanied. Don't let's give up. Let's help them in situ. Food for the Poor is helping them today by feeding them in the land where they are suffering, especially Honduras. But they are all over the hemisphere in 17 different nations, feeding a million people a day. Please support them now. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And click on the Food for the Poor banner at the top. Make a donation in any amount. You literally will be saving the lives of children. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com. Please make a donation today. You are doing the Lord's work and you are helping to mitigate the disaster on our southern border. Let's go to the call board, Bill in St. Paul, line 3. Welcome, Bill.
Hi. I just was noticing that you were talking about the self-confession thing. That I studied a lot about China when I was, maybe 15 years ago, and it's been going on that long. I mean, the entire Lao Gai system where they actually cannibalized.
Right.
Yeah, they cannibalize. China's been cannibalizing people for their organs for years.
No, this isn't a joke, guys. Look it up. This is true. There is an illicit market in organs, and they are harvesting the organs of individuals in the labor camps. You're absolutely right, Bill. Is that why you called today? We've got 90 seconds left.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention a book called The White Bone Demon, and it's probably out of print and hard to get, but it has to do with Madame Mao. Her name was Jiang Qing.
Yep.
And she was the driving force behind the Cultural Revolution, where all these professors had to humiliate themselves with these public
You're professors. Absolutely right. Madame Mao is the person who energize the children to come to the capital in their millions, ordered them to revolt against their parents. Why? Because she was slighted, as she saw, by those who hadn't promoted her as a woman inside the party, and especially when she imagined herself to be a future film star. So you're absolutely right. The green-eyed lady was vicious and resulted in the deaths of millions of Chinese. I'm not familiar with this book, White Bone Demon, but I will look it up. Stay on the line, Bill. Excellent call. Let's give Bill a copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You can check all my books out. You can get signed copies at our brand new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Back with more of your calls, amazing, amazing cuts, updates, and my buddy from the White House, the Baron.